Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Giadich, Wesley O'Dunn, Conas Atatu, and you?
Tommy Gahan Var Fod, I got two
things. Oh, sure, Tommy Gahan War Fod, freshen. Wes Dunn, you have shot a series of inserts, or at least you've been involved in the production of a series of creative inserts for TG Cahir that'll play out over the course of the next 12 months that provide little insights into different Irish creative types, including some Cork people. But where will they play? Are they a show? No, that's the name of the project. Saulu Cree Cruio.
Saulu is spelled S-A-M-H-L-U follow, so Saulo. And that's basically the overriding program. So there's even like a feature-length film with Tommy Tiernan in it that was shot in Roundstone.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It was absolutely jaw-droppingly amazing. I couldn't get over what I was seeing.
Yeah,
I would recommend
program,
anybody go back. Now, you need to be a little bit on the arty-farty side of things, which I am.
Oh, totally.
This was a beautiful production, shot at nighttime in Roundstone Village, and it turned the village into like an open-air theatre.
It was, and it had music, it had gigs, it had everything.
It
was outstanding. Oh. Visually, it's stunning. And I think even if you don't have, you can actually dip in for 5 minutes of it as well. If you don't want to watch, like if you don't have time for the whole thing, you can watch it in little bites.
Oh,
as well.
I absolutely loved it. There was like three girls out on a fishing boat, lit from the pier as the water bobbed with the necklace of white lights and the pier in the distance. It was just amazing. The next thing, the chip van turned into a singing location. Ronan O'Snoudig of Keela turned up inside a cabin and did a Keela track that I'm familiar with. Anyway, it was brilliant.
That was
Saulu on TG Cahir. And now these are the inserts of the sorts of creative types that show featured. Is that it?
Yeah, so like Creative Ireland, they've basically put out like...
And Cree Cruioc, I mean, that's heart something or other?
Creative heart is what it translates into, yeah. So like there's a couple of different programs that run under it. Our production company got asked to do this particular one, which is 12 segments of 12 artists all over Ireland. And they're very small bites, so they're about 2 to 3 minutes each, but they're very high-end production value. So they're the same budget of, say, a very high-end short film, and they're all shot, each one of them each day. So you shoot all day, then get into the vans, the cars, and turn around and aim for the next county, drive through the night, get there, stay overnight, wake up in the morning and shoot the next day again, all on artists, creatives. So we had like Tinsmiths, we have the Goldsmiths who made the trophy, the All-Ireland trophies, we were with them one day. We have visual artists, we have glassmakers from Glanmire, Lorraine Mullins and Owen Turner, they were brilliant, they're featuring in August. We poets, we performers, it was fantastic. So our job was actually to do something different with it, not to just look at them and do an interview. There's no interviews, not one interview in this whole thing. It's all about the visual experience, and the way they said it is they want visual poetry on the screen and to push the boundaries as far as we could with all of the technology that we know and with all of the skill and all of the talent.
That fits with what the Saulu show was as well. It was like a feast for the senses and for the eyes, the colour, the song, and what I loved too was almost the mix of Old Ireland and New Ireland, because there was trad music, there was people who you'd argue are new to Ireland and are the new Irish, and it was all mixed in beautifully in a synthesis that I think is important going forward. Let me ask you this now, what was I going to say? Oh, you seem to have been blessed with the weather.
We were, you wouldn't believe it. Like, I mean, if you watch all of them, because they're up on the player at the moment, but there's one play each month, but we shot 11 days on the road, and it was like the summer, honest to God. We were up the mountains of Kerry with an Irish-speaking poet. Fantastic, like gorgeous stuff up there. And then on our last day, all right, though, we got rained out of it, and we were in Limerick with the rapper Wilsey.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Wilsey.
No.
And very cool guy. You'll find him now on there. And what happened was we had the Tinsmith and COVID hit them. And we were supposed to go up, and he's a member of the travelling community at this Tinsmith, and their camp was hit with COVID the day before. So I was in North Donegal. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we were supposed to aim for Dublin. I ring him up, he says, "We've got COVID, can't go." There, I ring TG Cahir, says, "Lads, we're stuck for our last person." So we started ringing around, and they said, "Listen, Wes, we'd love to get somebody from the travelling community." Now, I worked on Cardboard Gangsters with John Connor, so I rang John up and I said, "John, do you know anybody?" He says, "Wes, you got to try this lad, Wilsey. He's a rapper up and coming in Limerick, and I'll get you in touch." So I got in touch with him. He says, grand. We turn around and we head down. But it was a 5.5 hour drive from North Donegal. So the team finished up shooting. They were shooting Manus Lunny, that's a trad musician there in North Donegal. 5.5 hour drive in the night to get down to Limerick. One of the vans broke down on the way. And I had to turn around and go back up, pick up the, it was a COVID compliance officer as well, pick her up. So it was nearly breaking dawn when I arrived into Limerick that morning to shoot. So there was a few, crazy moments, but like we got it done. It was nuts.
And that Saulu show had a nice insert too about the travelling community and Minker, is that the language? And it was just interesting, because you heard travellers talking about the experience of being travellers and what they experience, which we don't always hear, which I found interesting anyway. Come here to me. So do they just pop up on TG Cahir monthly and there's a different one each month and it'll be repeated so you'll know it? You'll know what you're seeing.
That's right, yeah. So, and again, like, they come up, they're only like for two minutes. So there are these inserts. It's almost like, you know, this visual kind of, you'll be watching it and then they'll just come up.
Gotcha.
And you'll know it, like, because they stand out. They're like nothing you'll ever see before. Like,
Wes, it sounds brilliant. I like it. Nice one. Heavy Man Films. Wes Dunn. You'll see it in TG Cahir. My on fire. Bula Boss.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.